Like most states in the region, Wisconsin uses more electricity every year, about 2% more than the year before. And it's expensive to generate that additional power at home. So some of that electricity now comes from as far away as Montana and Canada, where it's produced cheaply at big coal and hydroelectric plants. But utility companies say the lines that bring the power to Milwaukee, Chicago, and other big Midwestern cities have reached their capacity. So Minnesota Power and Wisconsin Public Service are together proposing a new link in the regional electric grid to run between Duluth and Wausau. The federal government encouraged this large-scale approach to electricity distribution when it deregulated the wholesale power market in 1992. Minnesota Power's Jim Roberts says now that distributors are allowed to buy power from suppliers anywhere in the country, many long-distance transmission lines are simply overloaded.
People are going to try to find the cheapest source of electricity, wherever that may be, and there's going to be tremendous demands on transmission to get that cheap source of electricity to their customers. If there's a lot of cheap electricity or cheap generation somewhere and only one transmission line, you're limited.
And as states move toward deregulation at the retail level, there will be even more pressure on transmission lines. Roberts says the proposed Duluth to Wausau line will help prevent blackouts and will keep prices low for customers all over the Midwest. But at hearings last fall, farmers and cabin owners along the planned route spoke out loud and clear against it. Mark Liebert farms land his grandfather settled south of Superior.
Minnesota Power pretends they're your neighbors and your friends. And yet they are proposing the most environmentally damaging project to come before the public service ever. Why? Because they want to make money off of it. My ancestors that are gone still look upon me, and I know they are proud that we are fighting this fight. I also know someday my grandchildren will be very glad that we stood together and beat this proposal from Minnesota Power. Thank you.
Liebert and other critics say Wisconsin should build power plants close to the big cities that need the electricity. They say there's no need to cut a 150-foot-wide swath through farms and forests and line it with towers up to 130 feet high just to bring power to the region's major urban areas. And landowners aren't the only ones fighting the line. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says several routes for a new line were studied, and the Duluth to Wausau route now being considered is the one that would cause the most environmental damage. The National Park Service doesn't like the route either, saying it would slice across part of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. And the Wisconsin Public Service Commission's own environmental analysis raises questions about whether the line is needed. Officials there say a combination of upgrades to existing lines and new local generation could provide enough power. Some of the people testifying at public hearings on the line are impatient for new technologies. Retiree Jim Speck told the Public Service Commission, as long as power companies are allowed to build the lines they won't develop alternative sources of energy.
There are other sources. Minnesota Power says they're working on. If you don't need to work on them quite so quickly, if you can get by with the old technology, there's not as much incentive. The commission, I hope, will hold their feet to the fire of these companies and say, no, we're not going to let you get by with the old stuff. You've got to develop the new stuff.
The new stuff includes alternative sources like wind and solar. They are increasingly being added to the mix, but power companies say realistically they won't provide enough electricity in the near future to meet the increased demand. Hearings on the proposed power line, meanwhile, are taking place in Wisconsin and Minnesota. If either of the states rejects the plan, the line won't be built. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill in Duluth.